News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, teachers' unions have called out what it believes to be a shameful level of underinvestment in schools after Ireland came in 34th place in the latest OECD report on funding education when compared with other Western countries. And I'm joined now by Kieran Christie, the ASTI General Secretary. Good morning to Kieran. Tell us your reaction to this report that we're 34th in terms of funding as a percentage of GDP.
Well, the OECD publishes what's called the PISA report on a regular basis, and consistently Ireland has been bottom of the pile in terms of investment in education as a percentage of GDP. And I know Shane or yourself are going to come in and say, but hang on a minute now, with the multinationals in the country, it's probably better
to measure it in a different way. You're preempting me, and I am going to talk to you about that in just a moment.
But I will make the point that there is another statistic in the report, and it is expenditure per student across the primary, second level and third level sector. And again, we come out below average in OECD's measurements.
We do, but not by much. I think it's 14 is the average, and we're 13.59.
No, I think about $1,000, the average in order to get equality in terms of have the measurement, it's about 14,000 and we're about 13,000 and a few odd dollars in either way. So it's substantially, we hear our politicians talking about building a world-class education system. You won't build a world-class education system by mid-table mediocrity in terms of investment.
We do have a good education system, though we always score very high in things like literacy and numerical reasoning and all those types of things on OECD reports too. So whatever we're doing, and maybe you would argue that it's the teachers that are delivering that. I do have to make the point, you have preempted me, but that a lot of people here, economists would argue that gross domestic product, GDP, is not a good measure here because it is inflated in this country by foreign direct investment that goes then out of the country, that it is actually gross national income that we should be measuring. And that's a wholly different set of figures. Kieran, there is something in that.
Well, look, if we concede that point, it still brings us back to the point that I've already made, which is that the expenditure per student across primary, secondary and third level, and the report's very clear on this, is below OECD average. And I'd also make the point in terms of investment in the teaching, you've had me on before talking about the recruitment and retention crisis. The report is also pretty stark in that respect, in that certainly salaries for teachers increased to compensate for cost of living across the eight-year period within the report remit. But they decreased by 6% over an eight-year period compared to an average of a 4% increase across the OECD countries and all the other countries when it's averaged out. So we're falling behind on so many metrics.
Well, we are kind of, I know this is difficult for listeners, but we're kind of comparing apples and oranges, because what we're saying here is that we had a rise in the cost of living. We had a lot of inflation. We had all of that, and that we did have an increase. I think it was 16% for teachers, but that it wasn't enough to offset that. So that's what we're saying. But if you look at I have other figures here in front of me, which says that teacher salaries in Ireland after 15 years of service are well ahead of the OECD. Average, and if they're all measured in dollars because this is OECD, and that the OECD average is about 53,000 after 15 years, and Ireland is 61,000. So certainly starting teacher salaries weren't looking that good on this, but as you guys go on, you do pretty well.
No, Ciara, what I would make is other countries had inflation. Inflation was a worldwide phenomenon. Our country had, when adjusted for inflation, a 6% decrease in salaries, where across the OECD it was 4%. And to come to your second point there, if you look at the salary scales, I have them here in front of me, we come 17th out of 36 in the starting salary for a teacher here.
And as
after
I said,
10 years, hold on.
As I said, starting salaries, yes, I agree.
And after 10 years, 15 out of 34. Now, these are the people who are taking themselves off to Canada, Dubai, Australia, and so on. And it is a worldwide competitive market for teachers, and this
is
something,
Kieran,
that needs to be addressed.
As you know, it is extremely difficult for anyone to compete with Dubai for doctors, teachers, nurses, you name it, because they have a tax-free regime. And a lot of people would say that's because of human rights issues and all sorts of things there. So we can't really compare that. What are you? I know you're firing shots here in terms of this. What are you hoping will happen?
Well, I hope the government take a look at this from a policy position and deal with the structural elements here. And it does come back to the all roads lead back to investment. Investment in the wider education system and investment in the teaching profession, okay, from our point of view.
Maybe last question to you. Do you think teachers should be paid more? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, certainly those figures are stark at the lower end of the scale in relation to the starting salary and even into the 10-year bracket where remember, teachers in Ireland are very highly qualified. They're hugely sought after. They're English speaking, so they're a hugely attractive proposition to all these countries who are coming here seeking to snap them up. And the government are going to have to take a long and hard look at that.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Kieran Christie, the ASDI General Secretary.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.